Simin Yod Hilchos Tefillin. Mitzvah Tefillin he Halacha Alf. Mitzvah Tefillin he Gam Kain Mitzvah Yikarim Oid. Mitzvah Tefillin is also a very precious mitzvah. Shekal Tor Hokshula Tefillin. The entire Torah is similar to Tefillin. Shenemar, because it says by Tefillin Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha, in order that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Mish ena maniach Tefillin. He who does not put on Tefillin Harehu Bechla Poshi Sobagufam is included in the group of people who are sinners with their bodies, because we put tefillin on our body. If he does not, he's included in that group. Someone who puts on tefillin that are pasul, not only is he not being mekayim the mitzvah, he's also saying many brachos levatala, which is a great sin. You should be careful to buy tefillin from a professional sefer. And Yerushalayim. V'chein Ritzuas Yikna Mishnem on Shubatuach Shnis Abdu L'Shma Mi'aris Taharis. Should also be careful to buy the Ritzuas from a person that is trustworthy and a professional when it comes to making the Ritzuas from skins of Behemoth Taharis. V'amaseinu Arabim, and amongst our great sins, Rab Hamachshela B'Masha Kanan Tefillin Ritzuas Yiman Dehu L'Fisha Meichem Azol. There are that of us that are nichshel and buy tefillin and ritzuas from someone because they're selling it for cheap, and they're pasul, and we're putting on tefillin that are pasul every single day. V'chol yirashamayim itin aliboy, any yirashamayim should turn to his heart. Imam abushav akelev hu mahadashiyub kisikunam, if they're careful on their clothing and their kelim that they should be nice and mahudr. And kol shkeim b'chavtzei Hashem yisbarach shamay, so much so with the things that we do for Hashem, Shalitzantzim Yachlis Al Kesef, we shouldn't be cheap and spend less money. El Yahad Aliknas Eisim Shem Bevadik Sherim Ashim Chiram Rav. You should take the extra money and spend it and make sure on something that you know for sure is kosher. Yashkiach Aliyam Shem Musukanim Shacharim Habatim Ratzuas. You should be careful to make sure that they are that your batim and ratzuas are black. You should rub the ritzuos with oil to keep them. To keep them black. Dog, you shouldn't anoint them with oil from a dog. Because it's a dog that it's a fish that is tame. If your tefillin became damaged or the stitches ripped, you should right away go to a chacham and ask them if they're still kosher or not. And even more so, you should be careful on the corners or proper shel rois, specifically with the shel rois, which is common for them to get banged up, not to show them to cover them and they get holes in them, and nifsal on their pasul. It's also very shkiach with old tefillin, a nifrak sasmiya ar ha'alyan shalraish v'nifsal, that the skin separates on the shalraish and becomes pasul. You should be very careful and greatly concerned about this always. Someone who's careful with the mitzvah tefillin, to wear them be kedusha and not speak to them and not speak in them divrei havalim v'sichas chulim or secular matters. Marach yamim, he will have his days lengthen. Umuftachu shehu ben olam haba, and it's certain that he will have a place in olam haba. Shenemar Hashem aleihem, shenosim aleihem shem Hashem betfillin yichyu. It says Hashem is upon them. And because Hashem's name, the Shin, is on the Shal Rosh, Yichyu, they will live. L'chol behen chaye ruchi, and all things with my spirit, v'sachlimenu v'hachiyenu, you will give me health and give me life. Tefillin hu lashon pelila v'chacha, the word tefillin means judgment and abnomination. The word, and because tefillin are testimony and proof that the Shechina is on us. As it It says, all the people of the earth shall see the name Hashem called upon you. Which we say again, this is talking about the shin of the word shakai that's on the tefillin shereish. Therefore, you should not cover the entire tefillin shereish with your talus. It should be peeking out a little bit that you can see the shem hamefarish. Halacha beis. Zman hanachas babeker, the proper time to putting them on the morning. Mishir eschaver harugol ima ksas berichuk arba amas v'yakirena. When you're able to see and recognize a friend who you're slightly familiar with from 4 amas away. Acher shalavach is a talus, after you put on your talus, maniachas a tefillin, you put on the tefillin. V'hadam akdim etz tzitzis la tefillin, the reason why we're makdim tzitzis for tefillin, mishum demiz tzitzis tidir yaiser, is more common. Shen heges beim echol, beim shabbos yontif, because you put on a talus, whether it's weekday, Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's a tefillin, and anheges el b'chol, and tefillin you only put on when it's weekday. And we apply to this whatever is common you do first. Let's say you touch your tefillin first, even though they're inside your talus bag, you have to put them on before your talus, and afterwards you put on your talus. You are not allowed to be maver on a mitzvah. A mitzvah that comes from your hands, you do not delay fulfilling that mitzvah. So therefore, we learned that you should be careful where you place your tefillin, to make sure you put your talus on top of your tefillin in your talus bag, so that you always touch your talus first. Halacha Gimel. Ksiv v'hayil ois ha-yadcha, it says you should have a sign on your hand. A parashas v'hayil kviyacha and the parashas v'hayil kviyacha. And the ksiv yadcha behe, since it says yadcha with a hey, dash rabbisina zrochan levracha, dahana yad keya. You put it on your weak hand, zu small. She sasha v'keya, which is weaker and feeble. Yanicha sham b'makam shabasar hu gavaya. You put it on the elevated part of the muscle. Place the words of mine upon your heart, which means it should be opposite the heart. You don't put it directly on your muscle, but you incline it, you turn it a little bit towards your guf. For when you put your hand down, it'll be right next to, it should be right next to your heart. When it says by tefillin shereish, it says bein einecha, between your eyes. You don't put them in between your eyes, el kenege bein einecha, but opposite between your eyes. This is where the hair begins to grow. And the extent to the end of the spot where a baby's scalp is soft. Just to explain again that the lower edge of the tefillin should not be lower than the place where the hair begins to grow. And the upper edge of the tefillin, which is above the head, should not go past where the scalp of a baby is soft. You have to be very careful to put it in the right place. If you put it even a little bit where the hair doesn't grow, or you put it in the right place in vertical, but you put it in the wrong place horizontally, you mean you put it all the way to the side. Well, you also have some mitzvah, you're not being kind of the mitzvah, verichel levatala, you make a brach levatala. V'akeshri hei munach kenegda me'achar ha'roish l'mala, the knot in the back should be keneged where the front is. B'gayva ha'arif shu saif ha'gulgulay samakam seir shu neged keneged upon him. Well, yata l'kan oy l'kan. The knot should be placed opposite the tefillin at the back of your head, above the nape of your neck, which is the base of the skull where the hair grows, which is opposite your face, and it should not be off to one side or the other. The strap should be secure on your head. When the bias and the base are exceedingly wide, similar, many Hasidim and Lubavitch have very wide batim. It's difficult to maintain their tightness, and therefore you should be very, very careful, especially if you have a pair of tefillin like this.